What up, y'all? It's Crook. I hope everybody's living their best life right now, being the best version of yourself. You feel me? So check it. I got a question for y'all. But before I get into the question, I'm going to just break down why the question hits home with me in particular. Beef. You know what I'm saying? Question has to do with beef. Being on Death Row Records, man, it kind of pushed me in the middle of rap beefs. You know, when I was young and in the middle of street beefs, I kind of inherited enemies. So the topic really hits home, you know what I'm saying? I had no intentions on beefing with anybody. I was just trying to make great music, you know, follow my dreams. But due to different things that were out of my control, beef came, you know? It's a lot of beef in hip-hop, beef. It's controversial, you know? People sometimes get the attention they want, you know? So you can get negative attention too, but anyway, while I was on Death Row, Snoop departed. He left the label. And he left on pretty bad terms, you know, him and Suge. So he really disliked everybody attached to the label after that. You know, he threw some shots at me. So I clapped back, you know. I mean, I had no intentions on trying to be in no war on wax with Snoop. We both from Long Beach, you know. I respected his grind. I respected him as an icon, you know what I mean, and what he put down. I was just a youngster trying to get in, but you know, he clapped at me, so I clapped back. You know, that's what we do, that's life. Anyway, I'm much happier to be in a better space with Dog, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, I'm about unity, I always have been. I know real G's and shot callers in the streets that, you know, I've made calls to over the years and use my juice with them to try to broker peace when people I know are beefing over something that open communications might resolve. But back to the rap though, beef. You know, I started thinking about this. I was like, yo, what would happen if some of these people who have had historical rap beefs never beef? Would they have collabed? Would they have made music that changed the world, or just changed the world of hip hop? So my question is, if you could go back in time, or right now, if you could just end any rap beef in history, if you could just snap your finger and it's gone, it disappears, both parties are getting along with each other, working with each other, what rap beef would you choose to remove? For the culture, what rap beef do you think, if you removed it for the greater good of the culture, it would have been something amazing? Something amazing would have happened. Alright, let me know. Give me a call in. I'm brand new here, but I think you could call in, leave a message or something. I could add it to my station. So give me a call in. Let me know. If you had the power to snap your finger and make any rap beef in history disappear, maybe it was two of your favorite artists going at it with each other. Maybe it was two label execs. You can make any rap beef disappear. What beef would you choose to remove? Crook's Corner, y'all. Let's talk rap, y'all already know.